escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Holy hell, do we have a lot to get to, Crowder. Holy hell. The Miami Dolphins have a new tight end. Here we go. Try to keep track if you're at home. Try to keep track of all this. The Miami Dolphins have a new tight end. Mm-hmm. The Milwaukee Bucks have gone absolutely insane to try to keep Giannis Antetokounmpo happy. And for a short, brief moment, Giannis wasn't happy. And then we found out he was kind of behind the move that they made to go get Miles Turner. But here's what we know. Damian Lillard is a free agent, and according to multiple reports, the Miami Heat will be and are interested in a Damian Lillard pursuit.
Yes.
Potentially Giannis is unhappy in Milwaukee. I'm still not sure. For the first time in my life, Channing Crowder, I am jealous of the Atlanta Hawks. Sounds weird.
They got a little squad now.
Yeah, they kind of do. If you thought Bill Zito was done after pulling off what Josh Appel put as fantasy land stuff yesterday, guess again, mother bleeper. You were wrong. Zito's back at it today. And Terry Rozier is no longer under FBI investigation. I don't know. That's cool, I guess. Good for him.
Maybe it might put some pressure on his three-pointers. I don't know. Talk about the other stuff.
Crowder, you see Darren Waller coming out of retirement, joining the Miami Dolphins, and you immediately, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? What does Channing Crowder first think when he sees that notification come to his phone?
It was actually excitement because I know Darren, and he is a stupid athlete, and he is gigantic. He's one of, like, physically, he's one of the most physical, what's called Adonises in the NFL. If you're ever next to him, he is stupid, big, strong, and fast. But I've always said it, I'll never come off this point. Once you retire, how dedicated are you to playing football? Because I've seen guys retire, come back, and all that stuff. That's my question with D-Wall. Are you really dedicated to playing football, or are you just, let me see. Somebody offer me a contract. I'm going to see what this football thing is.
Yeah, it's funny. I probably should have thought about it before, but how many examples are there of NFL players who retire, take a year off, and then return following that year off and have Pro Bowl caliber seasons? I don't know. I mean, I genuinely don't know. I would imagine there aren't many guys.
Solana, I didn't want to retire. I was not going to retire. I was going to – we've heard the story. You Cliff Notes, the Dolphins cut me. I had guaranteed money. I'm like, I'm getting paid anyway this year. Let me just chill for a year, and then I'll jump in next year. And when I felt retirement, I woke up on a Wednesday morning and didn't have to have a coach yelling at me about stopping a power, or if the split is inside the hash 2 yards now, you know, they're running the in route. If he's out, and I didn't have to really, like, the monkey off my back mentally and physically. That's when I was like, yeah, man, the hell. I told Age, I'm like, the hell with this football, man. I feel great right now. did he retire because of his situation and because, you know, and he's talked about the mental health stuff and all the stuff he's been through. Because he was like a drug addict, flat out. Like, we had him on the pivot. Like, he was a flat out drug addict for a while.
Yeah. That episode was crazy. So, crazy.
Yeah, so, like, his stories, if you now you get to know Darren Waller deeper, so go read the story. The story's wild. But did he take a year off to relax and recalibrate? Or did he take the crowd a year off where you look at not playing football and you're sitting on millions and say, man, the hell with this football stuff, man. I don't need to go in here and be stressed out no more. So that's what I would like to see. But Darren Waller at his best, Darren Waller is a all-pro tight end. So that's what I think the Dolphins, I think Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, believe they're getting the all-pro 4'4", 6'6", running Darren Waller. And if we get him, it's going to be special in the middle.
Leroy Horde has texted me, John Riggins, who somehow I know who that is. I think he played for Washington for several years. I don't recall him retiring and then coming back and having a great season. I'd have to look it up, but I'll take Leroy's word for it. But this dude I remember played in like the 80s, mid-80s, maybe late 80s, and he played for Washington. But yeah, like, okay, John Riggins. If Leroy texts me John Riggins, that tells you there isn't like a long laundry list of dudes who retire in their mid-30s, early 30s, 32 years old, Darren Waller, and come back better than their season prior to retirement. I'm not saying it can't happen, bro. This dude, no. Crowder, absolute, like, insane seasons. I was reading in the Herald, 1,145 yards and then 1,146 yards in 2019 and 2020. I mean, that's, like, if you can get, I don't know, 65% of that next year if you're the Dolphins, I mean, that would be insane. The problem is that happened in 2019 and 2020. You know, like, that's a long time ago, man. A long time ago.
No, Solana, I'm telling you, physically, he is an all-pro. Physically, he's a Hall of Famer. But then, you know, the transitions and different things went on his life. And I honestly want to encourage listeners to go look into Darren Waller and read his story because it's so interesting. But if we get Darren Waller at his best mentally and physically, you literally have one of the best tight ends in the league. And I'm hoping, and I honestly trust, I thought about this too. You asked me what I thought about. I trust Chris Greer, know Chris Greer well enough, I would say, that he asked these same questions. He put in the legwork, asked these questions, figured out why he wanted to play football again, reached out, talked to agents, talked to him. And see, he has a rap career now. He, you know, you go listen to his rap and all, like,
nah, I probably won't.
Okay, so I follow D-Wall. It's a buddy of mine. I don't know, and I'm not going to call and text and ask him, hey, do you really want to play football? Because, yes, he wants to play football because he's playing. But that's the question fans should be asking. Is he all in, and is he really want to go be the best tight end in the league? Because physically, honestly to God, physically he can go be the best tight end in the league. He can, even at this age, Solana, you bring up, you know, he is an older dude. If he wants to go be the best tight end in the league, I think he can physically.
In his most recent season, so 2023, he only played 11. He started 11 games, and then he played 12 total. 52 catches for 552 yards and a touchdown. I'll tell you what, even that right there, that's better than Julian Hill is going to give you. So I'm not opposed to this move, Crowder. Look, I don't know exactly, you know, what you're going to get from Darren Waller. Bro, Chris Greer is not afraid of signing a veteran who either has a questionable past or is dealing with some injury concerns or is just flat out quote-unquote old for NFL years. Like, Calais Campbell's a perfect example a season ago. I didn't watch Calais Campbell in Atlanta last offseason. Around this time, I see the Miami Dolphins have signed Calais Campbell. I look at his age, 37 years old, and immediately I say, the hell is Calais Campbell going to do at 37 years old? You know, he's going to be a third down defensive tackle. Great. You know, awesome. And guess what? Ended up being perhaps the MVP of the team last year. So I'm not saying this can't work, but it's a huge question mark. You would agree, right, Crowder? Like, this will be a huge question mark going into next year. What the hell is Darren Waller going to give you coming out of retirement at 32?
3 years ago, at 29, which is not a puppy, everybody would be jacked up and excited.
Oh, for sure. Damn, for sure. Yeah.
We're getting a 6 foot six dude that runs a 440 and the track meet type thing, like Darren Wallace here, even before John knew Darren Wallace here, people would be excited. Now you add the retirement, like yesterday, Hawk always does the what is it, the this in a vacuum. Okay, a 31-year-old tight end that already retired and the Dolphins pulled him out of retirement. In a vacuum, it sounds, you know, it's a question mark. One of the most physically talented tight ends in the league that might have took off, and he got a divorce, him and what, Kelsey Plum?
Yeah.
Like, let's put some context behind it. Now you need to step away and get your mentals right, and now you're going to come back and still be the same physical beast you are. I am very excited. That's what I would say. My quote, like, if all we're right. doing, what was it with the little fat black dude and the bald-haired white man? The ESPN show.
Oh, First Take?
No.
PTI, Mike Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser.
When Mike Wilbon and, well, and
I,
Kornheiser.
I want to be Mike
little...
Wilbon in this, though. Can I be Mike Wilbon in this?
I'm Tony Kornheiser?
Yeah, you be TK. But I'll be Wilbon.
You know how they do the Darren Waller signs with the Dolphins, blank, whatever?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is extremely exciting for me.
Okay.
It's extremely exciting.
That works for my YouTube post a little bit later in our podcast. So I'll take that. I'll take that. Mike Cuno is going to join us. And I want to talk about the there's so much to get to. And now we have some breaking news because I wanted to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks and what the hell they're doing. I mean, bro, the Bucks, man, the Bucks are stretching and waving Damian Lillard. $113 million. Over the next 2 years is what he is owed. They have waived and stretched him over 5 years for Miles Turner, Crowder. For Miles Turner, that means they're going to have Damian Lillard on their books for $22.5 million each of the next 5 seasons. That is the largest waive and stretch in the history of the National Basketball Association for Miles Turner. Obviously, they needed to make some sort of adjustments. Like, it's not just because it's Miles Turner. They had to do something. Dame's not going to play next season. Giannis appears to not be thrilled with the fact that the Milwaukee Bucks made that big acquisition 2 years ago in free agency and have done nothing since in terms of success. So I get it, but here's what they're doing. Wes Goldberg, who's going to join us later, tweeted this out. They're paying $22.5 million next season, Crowder, for a player who's not even on their team. And they're paying Miles Turner a lot of money after he made $107 million over the next 4 years. That's $26 million. They're paying $49 million, give or take, for Miles Turner next season. That's what they're doing. $50 million, give or take, for Miles Turner next season. That's what the Milwaukee Bucks are doing, man.
And they should have consulted with Giannis about this.
Well, it seems like they did. Apparently, there's a lot of like Crispy Haynes tweeted out immediately, bro. 5 minutes after the Dame news from Shams, Crispy Haynes tweeted out immediately, and we know he's in cahoots with Dame's people that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not thrilled about the way that this went down, like immediately. So you know my heat. Senses start tingling. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Talk to me, Crispy Haynes. Talk to me. Does Giannis want out? Maybe Dame and Giannis Crowder in Miami? Because now Dame's a free agent. I'm just saying it's worth exploring.
Okay, so he's not playing. Dame's not playing next year. And
maybe at the end of the year, like playoff time, deep playoff run, maybe. But bro, he's 35. Years old, 34. I think he turns 35 now, and he's coming off an Achilles tear a month ago. Like, there's no way.
I haven't talked to the doctors or seen his medical, but for the Bucks to waive him, that's my first thing popped in my mind. They've talked to a doctor that said, you know, he might not play ever again. Like, let's push this money. We gave him the money instead of locking us up with Giannis wanting some help, locking us up with Dame's money. Let's stretch it out. Let's release him, pay him the money. You know, hell, injuries happen. So that was my first thing I went to with Dame. Yeah. But Miles Turner was the answer. Like, just think about it. I'm Giannis. You got me, Dame. I'm happy. Dame goes down. No one knew his Achilles was going to snap. Okay, Dame's down, Giannis. We got you, bro. We're bringing in Miles Turner. Huh? Miles Turner?
No, it's hilarious. Like, okay, good luck. Good luck, Milwaukee.
Miles Turner?
They lost Brook Lopez. Like, I get it. But, I mean, they're paying a lot of money for Miles Turner, man. For Miles Turner. But we have to shelve that because, how about this? This is all happening right now. Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald, he tweets out, it's trending toward, this is going to make you very excited, Duncan Robinson not returning to the Miami Heat, according to a source. Could end up as a sign and trade. Don't clap. Don't clap. Don't do that. Could end up as a sign and trade to a new team, or he could sign elsewhere outright. And then he writes, the Pistons have been reportedly pursuing Duncan Robinson. And then Barry Jackson notes, Heat are no longer expecting to re-sign Duncan Robinson. That would leave Miami with $14 million under tax line to add a 15th player multiple players if they end up trading Duncan Robinson through a sign-in trade. And then he writes, Barry Jackson, there have been ongoing conversations with Detroit and other teams that would give the Heat an asset in return for Duncan, per an Eastern Conference source. Could be draft pick or something else to be determined.
Man, I'll take a snap belt for Duncan if we can get anything back for him. That $90 million contract was not a notch in Pat Riley's belt. That was a negative. You go pros and cons. The Duncan Robinson $90 million deal was a negative on Pat Riley's decision making.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with
you. You do know.
I agree with you. I don't know. I don't know.
So if you write down his accomplishments, him giving Duncan Robinson $90 million was an accomplishment?
I don't know if I'd say it's an accomplishment, but I wouldn't say it's a detriment to his resume either. Bro, yes. Duncan Robinson might have been the most important player in that Heat bubble run. He might have been him or Goran Dragic. Obviously, Jimmy Butler at some points. but probably more so Jimmy Butler than Duncan Robinson. But I think there's an argument to be made about Duncan Robinson.
And then when he got paid, he did nothing. They couldn't put him on the court.
After he got paid, Crowder, after he got paid, the Heat still went to an NBA Finals in 2023. Oh, he was a big part of that. He was off the bench, the most important player for the Miami Heat. And on top of that, they were the one seed in 2022. And he started during that run when they were the one seed the entire season into the playoffs, a shot away from the NBA Finals. Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, he played there. And Game 7 in Boston, after the Heat went up 3-0 in 2023, Duncan Robinson was your guy in Game 7 in Boston.
My guy.
Big time performer. He was your guy, bro. He was your guy.
Got it.
Mike Cunha, we'll talk about it. Wes Goldberg from the Lockdown Heat podcast is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Bro, there's so much to get to. Mike Cunha is coming up in the next segment because the Florida Panthers have brought back Tomas Nosek on a 1-year deal. And apparently there's still things happening with the Panthers. Like, they perhaps are going to have a ton of money to be able to either sign more guys or make their current situation work, because Matthew Tkachuk might end up having surgery on like one of the body parts that literally fell off of him in the finals run. One of the body parts. And yeah. Crowder, Cunha, he tweeted out something last night. He said, fun little debate in the sports office at CBS4. And both sides deserve an incredible amount of praise for how they built out the entire roster. But which was the better front office work, the current Panthers run or the Miami Heat big three teams?
That's easy. Panthers run.
Man.
That's easy.
84% of the vote is for the Florida Panthers run. Only 16%.
Solana moves every trade deadline for Zito. The Tkachuk, the Huberdeau, getting rid of Huberdeau, bringing in the guys, Seth Jones and Marchand at the end this year. Like, bro, Pat Riley, I don't even know if Pat has something to do. Dwayne Wade made LeBron and Bosh come to Miami. They all took pay cuts.
That's what Clay, because I was arguing with Clay on Twitter yesterday. That's what Clay Ferrer was saying. And look, I'm not downplaying the importance of Dwayne Wade and LeBron's friendship and the fact that he convinced them to come here. For sure he did. For sure. But bro, taking all the credit away from Pat Riley for LeBron James coming to Miami, to me, is the weirdest thing that South Florida fans, sports fans have done over the past decade. It's the weirdest thing in the world to me. Like, Pat Riley had zero to do with LeBron James coming here. Like, that take is wild to me.
No, he didn't. He worked it out. Him and Andy Ellsberg worked out the numbers and made the guys agree on it.
Okay. But he still had to sit down in front of LeBron James, give him a pitch, and not blow the pitch like the Chicago Bulls and the New York Knicks did and the Cleveland Cavaliers did. They blew the pitch to LeBron. And guess what pitch worked? Hey, here are my rings. Here's my very large penis, which has won me several titles throughout my career. And here is Dwayne Wade, who I drafted in 2003. And I came from up in the executive suite down here, fired Stan Van Gundy, made him a champion. And I'll do the exact same thing to you, LeBron James, the chosen one. Pat Riley, are people forgetting this for a second?
One of the best executives in NBA history.
It's not an indictment to what the Panthers are doing. I get it. We're all jacked up on the Panthers right now. We're loving what they've done, and it should be that way. We should all be living in the moment and appreciating it. And then to re-sign Marchand and Ekblad, like, we are riding a Zito high. I don't want to come down from it. I'm not ripping anything. From the Panthers' perspective, it is out of this world extraordinary. Some of the best executive work, and the fact that he didn't win Executive of the Year any of the last 3 years is a joke. Crowder, Pat Riley got the best or the second best player of all time. I know you and
I'm a Jordan guy.
Jordan guys. That's fine. Also, I'll say he got the second best player in the history of the game to leave the city he's from or the state he's from, his hometown team, in the middle of his prime or as he entered his prime, and to come to Miami. If that is not the greatest single acquisition in the history of sports, tell me what's better than that. I don't know. I don't think there is one better than that. He got the second greatest player in the history of the National Basketball Association to leave his hometown team as he's entering his prime, become a villain. That's the greatest acquisition ever.
Lana.
Ever.
The way you paint this is very interesting.
We'll talk
the way you paint. Because I got a lot of answers to what you just said. We'll revisit and we'll
talk with Cuno about it in the next segment. Because I get it, man. Everybody's riding the Zito high, and I'm not trying to ruin the party. I'm standing in the corner with a Heat jersey on, and I'm just saying, hey, Riley convinced Ray Allen to leave the big three Celtics. But he's not doing what Zito did. I think he did. Shane Battier, who hit five threes or six threes in a pretty important game 7 against the San Antonio Spurs. Chris Birdman Anderson. Like, there were some pretty big names also acquired by the Miami Heat during that victory run, and nobody wants to remember it because everybody's upset with Pat Riley, and that's fine.
We're not upset with him, Solana. And this is, you said it, LeBron camp, and there's Jordan camps. We're arguing, and I'll even give it to Pat. Pat's been doing this thing for a long time. Bill Zito's the young pup. He's the young dude coming in and showing out. So Pat's been doing this for decades. So Pat has the longevity. We're arguing Jordan, LeBron right now, what they've done, because Pat has 3, Zito has 2, speaking of championships. So we're arguing that. But for you to say Pat bringing LeBron here and all that little monologue you just had, we got to circle back around to that, because your ass is crazy.
All right.
I ain't see Pat on the banana boat. Where was Pat on the banana boat? Did they have 5 people? 6 people? Where was Pat?
Pat Riley paid for the banana boat. He paid for it. Somebody texted in. I know this isn't recent, but the best acquisition in the history of sports was the Yankees getting Babe Ruth from the Red Sox for $100,000. Ah, get out of here. Matt Mervis is better than Babe Ruth, sir. Matt Mervis is a better baseball player than Babe Ruth. Get out of here.
Babe Ruth.
I just know Hawk is listening. I knew that would make him happy. All right.
Oh, I love Matt Mervis.
Let's get to headlines really quickly. Mike Cuno is going to join us in the next segment. There really is a lot going on that we're just not going to have time to get to. It's brought to you by Doral Volkswagen at Doral VW. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. SJ got paid. You saw that?
Ooh. Like,
paid.
Yeah.
Los Madelines are winners of 7 straight. They'll start a 6-game homestand tonight. First of 3 straight versus the Minnesota Twins tonight.
Mm-hmm. See, they're running now.
Yeah, they're only a half game out of third place. Let's go, Fish.
I'm just talking about the last 8 games they're running, Solana. You always want to put, you know, context behind
they're
it.
They're running. And, you know, your Miami Dolphins, you know, you might have lost first 13 games of the season, but you were 1-0 in week 14.
We were running for that baby. Week.
You guys are running. By the way, the full Dolphins trade, I know we talked about Darren Waller coming here, but Dolphins are trading a conditional 2026 sixth round pick to the New York Giants. And they'll get a 2027 seventh round pick and Darren Waller back. Remember, they sent a seventh round pick to Pittsburgh, so they'll get one back from New York. And Waller is going to make $5 million on a one-year deal coming out of retirement. All right, in the next segment.
Excited.
Yeah. Oh, let me do weather. Let me do Mesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's not raining right now. It's like 85 degrees, a little cloudy, but apparently some showers are going to come through the Kendall area, which might affect my pickleball plans a little bit later tonight.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Mike Cuno is going to join us in the next segment, running a little bit late. Wes Goldberg will join us in the 3 o'clock hour to talk more about this Duncan Robinson situation. I have to come clean to Crowder about a huge mistake I made while trying to prove my manliness to my fiance. And I wish Hawk was here for this story. But trust me, you don't want to miss that. We'll probably do that in the 4 o'clock hour. And listen, man, it's free agency right now. There's a ton going on, so that's probably going to be more breaking news throughout the show. We'll take a break. More Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana with Mike Cuno in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Man, a hectic, hectic day today. A lot going on, a lot of breaking news in both the NFL, NHL, and the NBA, obviously. A lot to get to with Mike Cugno, who's going to join us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Mike Cugno is an anchor and reporter on CBS4 in Miami. He, at times, is the fourth member of the show, which makes Jimmy very upset. Now it makes Appel upset, but there's absolutely no doubt that Mike Cugno is the best looking member of the show. Crowder, would you agree with that?
No, I got Mike.
No,
long hair, 6'3", tattoos. I got a very unique look.
Mike, where do you want to start? Because we earlier in the show, Crowder and I debated a question you tweeted out about, you know, which front office run had been better, the Big Three Heat or what the Panthers are doing right now, and it's not even over. Like, Nosek is back. I know the Panthers made a signing a little while ago as well. Jeff Petrie is coming to the Panthers for under $1 million also. So, like, Zito doesn't stop working. He's still working. But the Dolphins made a trade, and just in general, Zito pulling off the hat trick yesterday. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with that debate, because I think a lot of people, and maybe rightfully so, and I do lean the Panthers' way on this in terms of which front office work was better, whether it's Big Three or this current Panthers run. I spent a lot of time in the sports office defending what the Heat did during that Big Three era, because they still had to outfit that roster with other guys who were going to make all of that work. It was very tough. You had to convince a Chris Bosh to change the style he played. But the reason why I'll lean the Panthers is because the championship window, to me, is greater with the Panthers than it was with the Heat. I think we all knew in our heart of hearts that LeBron wasn't going to be in a Miami Heat uniform for a very long time, right? Always felt like a rental, that he would be here with Dwayne Wade and CB for a couple of years, and at some point he'd eventually maybe move on. At least that's the way I felt. I never thought he would be a Miami Heat lifer, so to speak. So when I look at and I compare the two, they both have two championships back-to-back, but I think that the championship window for the Panthers is wider, and that's why I lean that way.
But Mike, my argument, is that what they're doing with Marchand bringing him in, even the Seth Jones, and then getting rid of Huberto for Kachuk, like the movement, you have Bosh, Wade, and LeBron. You could put a hand sanitizer, some nail clippers, and a three-ring notebook next to them, and they'll be in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, Zito is really making moves, getting four lines deep, where I'm not taking anything. Pat Riley, he's done it for decades. Zito's done it for about 5 years. But that's why I put them over the top, because it's so many moves that are working out where you just had three stars with the Heat.
Yeah, and I totally get that. And what the Panthers have done, it's really interesting. Like, I'm not trying to take away from any of what their stars do, but you know, there's like the Connor McDavid. That's like the class of his own. Yet somehow, if you go to like a tier below, you've got a number of those guys on the Panthers roster. And to me, that's so impressive that you were able to find like the 2014 draft. The top four picks were Aaron Ekblad, Sam Reinhart, Sam Bennett, and Leon Draisaitl. Can't remember the exact order, but obviously Ekblad was one. You have three of those four guys from the top of that draft on this roster. So the level of player is that level of player would make any franchise excited, and they've got three from one draft class there. You know, Barkov, maybe just a tier above those guys. Verhaeghe, you mix him in there. Like, it is very impressive the level of player that they've gotten to accept long-term deals here.
That picture that the Panthers keep posting, by the way, of all three of those guys, Reinhart, yeah. Ekblad, and who am I missing?
Bennett.
And Bennett, yeah. I don't know if you've seen this picture, Crowder, but when they were drafted together, they were all – where were they, Mike? Like D.C. or
they
somewhere?
They were in Philadelphia. We actually did a story on this when we were in Edmonton during the finals, and they were all saying that they were texting each other, even Leon Draisaitl, because they're all friends because they've known each other since they were kids, and making fun of each other for, you know, the amount of hair or lack of hair they have now, or the shoes or the style.
Yeah, you see that picture, you can't tell if those are, like, if I told you, hey, those are the top five picks, the top four picks in the NHL draft, you wouldn't believe me. But Crowder, if I told you, hey, those are the top four chess players in the world, you'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But here's, Cuño, here's where I differ in this argument. I want to move on anyways, because I understand everybody's riding the Zito wave right now, and I understand it. The Panthers are winning. We're all absolutely jacked up. He pulled off the unthinkable yesterday with Marchie and with Ekblad and with Bennett coming back. And what he's built is insane. It doesn't happen in hockey. Like, we're living a dream. That's true. But Pat Riley got Connor McDavid. He got Connor McDavid in his prime. And that doesn't happen in sports. The likes of LeBron, the likes of Connor McDavid don't leave their teams as they're entering their prime in free agency. It had never happened before. Now, I mean, anything can happen, right? Like, we're expecting Giannis to be gone by 6 p.m. tonight, but it didn't happen in 2010. Like, no, Jordan wouldn't have left Chicago. You know, like, that just didn't happen. Pat Riley, whether people want to say it was Dwayne Wade, not Pat Riley, fine. But you, like, well, fine. But guess what? The general manager still gets credit for it at the end of the day. And Zito's the one saying, I'm not doing anything. It's all these guys. They're all good friends. They're all doing whatever it takes to happen. Like, we're not going to take that away from Zito. He's still the one making it happen. So why are we taking the credit away from Pat Riley, who had the foresight to know, hey, 2010 is when we're going to make our move and LeBron's going to be available. And guess what? I go after the whale. I go after LeBron. So that's my only thing, Cuño, where he got the greatest player ever, or the second greatest player ever, to leave his hometown team. Like, that's the greatest acquisition in the history of sports, in my opinion.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's why I went to bat heavy for the Heat when we were having this discussion. And again, my only caveat to this is that the window for winning, I think, is greater with the Panthers than it is for the Heat. And that's fair. You can't lose in this argument. So if I have to pick one, that would be my reasoning.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. All right. Mike Cuño, CBS4. You see the push notification today. Darren Waller coming out of retirement. The Dolphins have traded for a 32-year-old who did not play football last season. What is your immediate reaction to that news?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I had two. One was, I think, the obvious, is I hope he still loves football. Because when you leave football, it's a hard sport, I think. And then, Crowder, you can speak to this, to just turn it off and then turn it back on. Like, I'm curious what that looks like, because he's a freak. The other thing I thought was, it's very, like, low risk, high reward. It felt like Chase Claypool-ish, and that's probably not fair, but when you saw Chase Claypool out in the field, you went, that's a big dude. Like, that's a physical freak. Like, if this works, this could be really cool. And so I kind of got that bit of a vibe from it. But the Claypool thing obviously was low risk. They didn't really lose all that much for that move. And I thought, and that's where my mind is right now. Like, if Waller pans out, it's going to be great. But it's not, you know, like, I won't fault the Dolphins for trying if it didn't pan out. What I will fault them for is maybe not, you know, having another plan at tight end if you realize, you know, Jonnu might not be here.
And, Mike, with the plan at tight end, because I love having Minka come back. I think we got rid of a mm-hmm. top 10 corner to get a top 3 safety. You know what I'm saying? But we also threw in Jonnu. I understand that, you know, in a vacuum, it, you know, two players, two starters for one starter seems bad, but Jalen wasn't going to play with the Dolphins anymore anyway. But right. with that thought, like, is Chris Greer now, is he fixing his own problems that he created with the Jalen Waddle, with the Tyreek deals, with the Tua deals, with all those deals? Is he now fixing his problems? Because that's kind of how I look at it, where he couldn't sign Jonnu because he gave two receivers $60 million. So you don't have 12 for a tight end now. Is he being a good tight end, or he's just fixing problems he caused?
Right, yeah. And that's an interesting point, because you can't just keep giving guys new deals every time they have a good year, right? At some point, you have to live out and earn the contract you got, unless it's in, like, the extreme circumstance. But you're right. It was – you know, we saw this with Xavier Howard. We saw this with Ramsey. We saw this with Tyreek. We saw it with Watt. Every time someone was having a big year, all of a sudden they had just signed an extension, and now they want a new one because someone else around the league got more money. What stinks is that for Jonnu, he, like, I believe he's on 2 years. So he had one left. What stinks for him is he definitely outperformed it. And to get even a slight pay raise, I wouldn't have faulted Chris Greer for doing it. You know, could he have done it with cap space? Probably not. But you couldn't continue, to your point, to go down that road of just always doing that. And to me, it's like Jonnu kind of got burned by maybe some of the past deals that the Dolphins had been giving out. That's just kind of how it feels in my book, to your point.
And not in a vacuum, big picture, who won the trade, mm-hmm. Steelers or Dolphins?
Steelers. And look, I mean, it's not by much, but you did get two really good players for one. Minka, it should work out for the Dolphins. It's obviously an upgrade, huge gap for the position. The Dolphins got rid of someone who didn't want to be here and someone who wanted more money but did want to be here. But it just, you know, Jonnu was just such a good part of the offense last year. It stinks that he can't continue to stay in Miami where he wanted to be. But on the field, you're going to see more of a positive impact from that trade for the Steelers.
Imagine Mike and Mike Cunha is joining us. Imagine, now I'm just thinking now, you tell somebody in 2020, you tell a Dolphins fan in 2020, yeah, actually, we're going to get Minka Fitzpatrick back. We're going to trade him Jalen Ramsey. Like, that's how that is going to work. And they're going to be like, oh, we had Jalen Ramsey? Well, for sure we want a playoff game by then. Tua Tagovailoa, are you kidding me? And it's
maybe a couple of Super Bowls. By the way, I did text Hawk. I said, congrats to Solana now that Jonnu Smith is no longer in South Florida. Solana is now the most famous person from FIU again.
Pause up, man.
So way to
pause
go.
Up. Yep. That's right. Thank you, Kuhn. I appreciate
really
you. I appreciate you. You know, and I'm happy, very happy that you put me ahead of Billy Gill as well. That's
what Hawk came back with. He goes, don't forget Billy Gill. And I just left it on red. I was like, you know what? 1A, 1B.
Cuno, before I want to ask you something about the 4th of July, but before we get there, Louis Riddick tweeted this out. He said, Dolphins are the very definition of uncertainty going into 2025. Have zero idea what this team will look like, play like, come together like, chemistry-wise. Zero. Fascinating to me, he writes. Do you feel like the Dolphins are lacking direction right now? Because I could build that case. Like, I'm not saying Louis Riddick is 100% right. I think you could do that with a lot of teams around the league, and there's still time in free agency. There's still holes to fill. We haven't even gotten a training camp yet. But do you feel like there's a lack of direction based on what Chris Greer has done thus far since last season ended?
I won't say lack of direction. I'll say lack of identity. Because, you know, we talked about the whole leadership thing a couple of weeks ago about, you know, the Dolphins needed to show us that these guys who are supposed to be leaders, like your Tua Tagovailoa's and other guys have exited the franchise, like Teron Armstead. How are those guys going to get everyone else on board with this new culture that they're trying to instill? So for me, it's not lack of direction, because everyone wants to win. And everyone wants to, you know, everyone's trying to head in that direction. It's what your identity is. What is this team going to be in terms of that personality? Right? Like, we knew what the Eagles were. They're going to run the ball at you. They got the stout offensive line, the sick D line. The defense is the MVP of that team. Like, that is their identity. What will the Dolphins be? I think that's kind of what the question is.
And Mike, how long you've covered college, NFL, and all, and I've seen, like, I always reference myself. Like, oh, wait, we were ass kickers. Like, we were running Wildcat. We didn't have a quarterback in the game. Like, you knew what we were going to do. Tough defense, win a game late. Then you have, you know, the greatest show on turfs. You have, you know, the Brady years with Moss. Like, you have that team, but you could see it progress. You could see a graceful, more pass-happy team go to a Eagles of last year, run-happy team. Like, can you do that in one offseason? Because it seems like, to this conversation, made me think about it, Mike, it seems like that they're trying to go from that track meet more to a stout, strong, physical team. Can you do that in one offseason?
I think you can go from the track meet to the balance. And I think, because if you shore up that offensive line, you've got the weapons and you've got the threats at wide receiver with Waddle and Hill to do those sort of things. It's just whether or not you have the running game to make it happen. And you just have to, is Austin Jackson ready to take that next step? Is Patrick Paul ready to take that next step? Did they do the right things at guard, drafting and free agency? And of course, Aaron Brewer in the middle. Like, I can see them going from that 70 a point game. Can you dial it back and make it a little bit more balanced? But all of that hinges on one thing still, and that's the health of Tua. And I know it's a lot of pressure, and maybe that's unfair to put on him, but we've seen what it looks like with him, and we've seen what it looks like without him. And that offense just runs differently when he's in there.
Mike Cugno, how do you celebrate the 4th of July? Like, what's in the works for the Cugno family? Because I imagine, like, you're not – one, I know that you're not watching the 4th of July hot dog eating contest, right? Like, that's not something you do.
I don't watch much TV anyway, but for me, it's probably going to be something with the pool or the beach with hamburgers, but no buns, of course.
You know, like, you don't do the
straight meat.
You won't do the set off your fireworks yourself, because I like to go down into the fireworks shop, buy me about $800 of fireworks, and blow the neighborhood up.
Man, when I was a kid, we used to go to Phantom Fireworks in Key Largo all the time, and I'd spend whatever money I had there. But now it's like I feel like I work so much. If there's free fireworks or someone setting them off, I'm there. Like, I'm more than happy to watch and not do it myself. So we'll probably do that. There's a couple of fireworks shows around our neighborhood, so I think that's where we'll go.
You know, my Cugno, it's funny you mentioned that. Some of my favorite childhood memories, two times a year driving down to Key Largo to go to Phantom Fireworks. My dad obsessed back in the day with fireworks. He would blow up the block. Yep. I've gotten to the point now where I hate fireworks shows, like the public ones. There used to be one at Town and Country. There's another one like, where would I go? Somewhere in Hialeah, maybe Amelia Earhart Park to watch. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, it is the dumbest thing my family used to make me do, which was drive somewhere, park, get torn apart by mosquitoes. It rained 90% of the time. And then, like, you just look up for 15 minutes, and then your abuelita goes, wow, somebody's Facebook streaming it for sure, and then nobody's watching it. And then you get back in your car, and you sit there for an hour in traffic to get back home, and then everybody's upset. Like, nobody actually had a good time. And I've turned into the homeowner. Hey, you know what, guy who wants to spend $1,000 Crowder on fireworks? Guess what? All those fireworks are landing on my roof. Now it's a fire hazard. So congrats. All right, you're just a jackass, is what you are. You're just a jackass.
Solana, the kids love it, and I'll tell you, Mike, you know you have young kids, but sooner or later you can get Roman candles and let them shoot them at trees. You get the Roman candles, your daughter's shooting them at a tree. Time of your life.
That's responsible.
Yeah. Yeah, just have the fire department right on speed dial. The move, though, was go down to the Keys. You fire off your own fireworks for a little while, and then everyone hops in the boat, and you go watch the fireworks from the water. No mosquito, no problem. Then you turn the radio station. I forget the station, but, like, it plays music to the fireworks show. You're out there for half an hour, and then you kind of just put back into the dock and be on your way with the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike, I'm the first generation of boat owner in my family, but I understand what you're saying.
Cugno's a Miami dude, man. That's why I feel like kindred spirits with Cugno.
We lived parallel lives. We just didn't know it.
Yeah, we really did. and you were much more successful. He's a face for TV, and I'm the third name on a radio show. I mean, look, we're doing it, Cugno.
Listen, I was Miami New Times last year. I'm old news. You're Miami New Times this year. So
yeah, that's right. Mike Cugno, enjoy your weekend, whatever it is you're doing, and we will talk soon, I'm sure.
All right, see you guys. Thanks.
All right, there you go. Mike Cugno, we'll take a break. Talk more Panthers, Dolphins, NBA free agency, and Miami Heat. After this, you're listening to the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions!
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.